姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
平安。
Peace.
啊，复活节快乐。
Happy Easter or Happy Resurrection Day.
Yeah, Happy Resurrection Day. 啊，我们教会的这个孩子实在是太可爱了。
Our church kids are very, very cute.
然后呢，你看我们这些青少年，啊，若干年前就像这些孩子一样。
See, for our youth, several years ago, they were just like the kids.
可是青少年这个尴尬期，能够站在大家面前还唱歌唱这么大声，还有些带着笑容。
But during this awkward teenager years, and they can still stand in front of us and sing for us with smile.
我们知道他们很多孩子之所以能这样做，是因为他们爱主耶稣基督。
We know the reason they could do this because they love God.
我想我若干年前也像他们一样。
I know that several years ago, I was just like them.
那各位，你们就要想想，你们若干年前也就像他们一样。
Now I hope you guys also think the same that several years ago, you guys were just like them too.
哪一天我们教会？哪一天？
One day.
我们教会里面。
In our church.
那个。壮年跟中年的人也来组一个诗班。
I hope that the young adults and middle age group can also form a choir.
那你记得我们教会中年是三十岁到六十岁 ，OK？
Now middle age is from 30 to 60.
OK， 所以呢，你只要认为你是三十岁到六十岁的，下回我们就看到儿童、青少年，然后。壮中年，好不好？
So if you're in this age group, you can definitely join us. So next time we will have our children choir and youth choir and the middle age choir.
我们有长青，我们绝对没有忘记我们的长青诗班队。你六十岁以上，你可以长青了。Okay.
Also, we will never forget our evergreen choir from our church.
Right. 那你如果感觉你自己六十以上了，你就可以。加入我们的长青诗班。
If you think you're over 60, you can definitely join the Evergreen Choir.
那壮中年的诗班跟长青诗班上台的时候，我们照样是呼喊欢迎支持你们的，好不好
？So we should also shout if we have the middle-aged choir and the Evergreen Choir are presenting.
看看今年2022年可不可以让我们有这样的一个呈现。
We hope this will happen in 2022.
今天是复活节。
Today is the resurrection day.
今天我们啊，在神话语里面的分享的题目是主耶稣基督所说的“我就是复活和生命”。
Our topic today is "I am the resurrection and the life."
我就是复活和生命。
I am the resurrection and life.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
今天你的儿女，主愿意仰慕你的人聚集在一起，我们献上我们的敬拜。
Today, your children can gather together and give you our worship.
主，我们在你的面前，我们是满心欢喜的。
Lord, in front of you, our hearts are filled with joy.
你是爱我们的神。
You are the God who loves us.
你是拯救我们的神。
You are the God who saved us.
你是有大能的神。
You are the God with the power.
你是那位复活有生命的神。
You are the God who has the resurrection power and life.
你应许我们，只要我们对你有信心，你的复活，你的生命。就是赐给我们的。
You have promised as long as we believe your resurrection and your life has given that to us.
我们紧紧抓住你的应许。
We cling on your promise.
我们要经历你应许的成就。
We will experience your promise.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那今天的经文呢，是从约翰福音第十，约翰福音。第十一章第二十五和二十六节。
Today's verse is from John chapter 11, verse 23 to 25.
如果你有圣经的话，把你的圣经翻到约翰福音第十一章，我们会在这整章里面今天的 讲到内容会从这整章里面出来。
Yeah, let's open our Bible, turn to John 11:23 to 25.
那我们来一起阅读这两节经文，是主耶稣基督所说的。我们用英文一起，中文一起读，然后英文一起读。
Let's read these two verses with Chinese and English.
Yeah, 先读中文，然后再读英文。
Let's read Chinese first.
约翰福音第十一章第二十五、二十六节。
John chapter 11:23 to 25.
耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的人，必永远不死。你信这话吗？”
John chapter 11:23 to 25. Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Is it?25:26. "And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" 25:26. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?"
弟兄姐妹，今天我们在约翰福音第十一章神的话语里面。
Today, brothers and sisters, that we can see from chapter 11:25 and 26.
然后在这整章里面。
From this whole chapter.
我们要看到一个祈求。
We should see one request.
One request. 我们看到一个祈求，然后我们看到两个使人困惑的回应。
But we also see two responses that probably will make us feel puzzled.
一个祈求，两个使人困惑的回应，然后三种反应。
And three different responses.
可是最后我们看到的是一条通往生命之路。
But at the end, we only see one road to the salvation, to the new life. One path to life.
一个祈求。
One request.
两个使人困惑的回应。
Two puzzled responses.
三种反应。
Three reactions.
然后最后是一条通往生命之路。
Last is one path to life.
主耶稣基督他讲的这句话，复活在我，生命也在我，或说是我就是复活生命，这句话是对着一个死了的人的姐姐所说的。
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." What he said is towards the people who are dead.
He spoke this to the sister of someone who died.
He,
死的人叫做拉撒路。
The dead person is Lazarus.
他的姐妹叫做马大。
His sister is Martha.
在主耶稣基督讲过这句话之后，拉撒路这个已经死了四天，而且埋在坟墓里面的人，被主耶稣基督复活。
After Jesus said that.Lazarus, who has been dead for 4 days, resurrected by Jesus.
主耶稣基督在这世上，在他的事工的三年多，他行了许许多多的神迹。
During the 3 years that Jesus Christ was in this world, he had done many, many miracles.
对不对？他用少许的饼和鱼，他喂饱了几千人。
He used very little bread and fish, but fed thousands of people.
一次喂饱了五千多人，一次喂饱了四千多人。
One time he fed over 5,000 people. Another time he fed over 4,000 people.
他让那个生下来瞎了眼的人可以看见。
He allowed the blind people see again.
他让那个瘫痪走不了路。几十年的人可以站起来走路。
He made the person who had been paralyzed for several decades could walk again.
他还有一次在婚宴当中，因为酒没了，所以他就把水变成酒。
Also during a wedding, there was short of wine, and he changed the water to wine.
他赶鬼。
He also drove the devils.
他行了这么多许许多多的神迹，医病赶鬼，有超自然的在水上行走。
He has done so many miracles. Healing, driving out the demons and walk on the water.
可是他在他事工当中，他并没有许多使人复活的神迹。
But during his ministry, he didn't do too many of miracles of resurrection.
拉撒路、马大和玛利亚这三个人是主耶稣基督所爱的这个一家人。
Lazarus, Martha, and Mary, who were loved dearly by Jesus.
他们住在的城市叫做伯大尼。
They lived in a city called Bethany.
伯大尼离耶路撒冷就是两英里或差不多三公里的距离。
Bethany is about 2 miles from Judea.
From Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
那这个距离差不多是多远呢？
This is about how far is it?
就从我们教会还不到九九大华的那个地方。
It's probably from our church to the 99 Ranch Market.
Okay, 差不多去 King's Chicken 那么远。
Or to King's Chicken.
Yeah, yeah, we all love King's Chicken, don't we? Not very far, 不是很远的一个地方。
It's not too far from Jerusalem.
但是呢，这个伯大尼的城市。是，记不记得我们上周讲，犹太人当他们要去耶路撒冷圣殿里面敬拜的时候，从耶利哥城往山上走，上行之时所必经的一个城市。
Bethany is the city that when Jews go to Jerusalem, this is the city they must pass by.
伯大尼之后过一个山谷就进到耶路撒冷了。
After Bethany, you pass another valley, then you will be in Jerusalem.
耶稣让拉撒路复活的这件事情就在犹太人的逾越节之前发生的。
The resurrection of Lazarus happened right before Passover.
主耶稣基督选择在伯大尼这个所有的犹太人必经之路。在他自己要上十字架复活之前，行了这件很神奇的使死人复活的神迹。
Jesus chose this location that all the Jews must pass by, and right before he was nailed on the cross, he did this miracle of resurrection.
他做这件事情不是不声不响的悄悄去做的。
He didn't do this miracle quietly.
他是在一个人群众多、众所周知，然后呢，又离耶路撒冷这个圣城，祭司长跟所有当时犹太人的这些祭司、法利赛人，他们宗教领袖所在之处都能够知道这件事情的地方行的这个神迹。
He did this in a crowd so that everybody, including the Pharisees and the priests, will all know this miracle.
他不是使一个死了一分钟、五分钟、十分钟的人复活。
He did not resurrect somebody who just died 1 minute or 5 minutes ago.
那很多时候，有些人说一分钟、五分钟死亡之后，可能他就是你敲下心，就跳动起来又活了，是不是
？Some people might say that if you just die 1 minute or 5 minutes ago, if you resuscitate him, he will be alive again.
或者呢，可能有人说，你如果死亡时间很短的话，当时两千多年前科技落后、医学落后，那人没真死透，所以呢，就你弄一下什么，他就活起来了。
Or you might say, if this person just died a few minutes ago, and this happened over 2,000 years ago, and with no advanced technology, and you might say this person probably didn't really die.
可是这是一个死了四天埋在坟墓里面过了四天的人死透了的人
But
是他复活
actually this person here who has died four days already and who he has been in the tomb for four days so he is really really dead
所以主耶稣基督所做的这件使拉撒路复活的这件神迹弟兄姐妹是他在众人的面前做了一个宣告
So the resurrection of Lazarus is an announcement of Jesus in front of everybody.
这不是一个一般的神迹。
This is not just a normal or common miracle.
这是神，这是主耶稣基督在众人的面前，他有一个重大的宣告。
This is this is because Jesus has a very important announcement to announce in front of everybody.
他是神的儿子。
He is the Son of God.
他是能够使人复活的神。
He is the God who can resurrect.
他是那位赐生命的神。
He is the God who gives life.
并且他要让他的门徒知道说复活是在他里面。
And also he wanted to have to let his disciples know that resurrection is in him.
因为不多时日之后，主耶稣基督他就要上十字架，他同样要受死，然后他同样被埋葬，但是他已经应许了他第三日之后会复活。
Because in few days later, Jesus also will be nailed on the cross and he will die, but he will also resurrect.
人死是不能复活的。
Once we die, we cannot be alive again.
我们今天，我们当中有什么人是认为死了以后你会复活？
Who believes that if you die, you will be alive again?
我们是说不讲圣经里面的故事。
We're not talking about Bible story here.
你认为你死了以后会再站起来吗？
If you die, do you think you can stand up again?
你认为？你的亲人、你的朋友死了以后还会再复活吗
？Do you think your friends or your family who died they can stand up again？
如果有一个人他跟你宣称说我会死哦，可是我死了以后过三年我就会再站起来跟你讲话。
If somebody who tells you that I will die, but in 3 days I'm gonna rise again and will talk to you，
好，这个人是你很信任的人。
This is someone whom you trust very much.
这是一个你很尊重的人。
You respect a lot.
可是他跟你讲这样的话，你信得了吗
？If he tells you this, will you believe him?
所以主耶稣基督就在他自己要复活之前，他先使一个死了四天的人能够复活。
That's why Jesus, before Jesus Christ's resurrection, he raised someone from dead.
为着是要坚定他的门徒的信心。
So he can strengthen his disciples' faith.
可是如果你们记得这些门徒的故事，
But if you remember the disciples' story,
你就知道门徒在看见主耶稣基督，受审判，然后在十字架上被钉死、被埋了，他们心里是这么这么的愁苦，因为他们不知道主耶稣基督说复活的意思到底是什么。
If you know the disciples well, that they see Jesus was nailed on the cross and a cross, and what is that?
Yeah, when they saw Jesus dying on the cross and was buried in the tomb, how devastated they were because they did not understand what Jesus meant that he was going to rise again in 3 days.他们是已经看见拉撒路被主耶稣基督复活的这件事情，但是当他们看到主耶稣自己死了以后，他们信心又没了。
They are the one who witnessed the resurrection of Lazarus, but when they witnessed Jesus Christ's death, they lost their faith.
弟兄姐妹，我们在复活节的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们所能够庆祝，我们所思想的是死亡与生命的问题。
During Resurrection Sunday, what we can celebrate or we can think about is
So on Resurrection Sunday, on Easter, brothers and sisters, what we're really here to think on is the issue of life and death.
Life and death.
It's the issue of life and death. 过去这两年，死亡在我们的生活当中实在是太频繁了。
I know during the past 2 years, death has happened among us frequently.
在我们许多个人的生命当中，我们在教会的生活当中，我们碰到太多的死亡。
In our individual life or our church life, we have experienced many deaths.
我知道今天很多人不喜欢看新闻了。
I know we don't. Many of us do not even want to watch the news.
因为新闻上面报的太多的是让人心寒、让人心痛的事情。
Because of a lot of news, which will make us feel very painful.
你知道世界现在世界上面在某处有人群不断的在死亡吗
？Do you know in somewhere in this world, and people keep dying?
苏俄侵略乌克兰
，Russia attack Ukraine，
上千人死亡
，Thousands people have died。
不只是军人被杀死，这个老百姓也在被炸被轰。
Not only the soldiers were killed, but the normal people were also killed.
Right. 那过去新闻是不把死人的照片放到这个他们。报道上面。
In the past, the news did not show the dead people.
可是你们现在有没有在电视或者是网上看到乌克兰满地是尸体的照片
？But did you see from the news in Ukraine there are full of dead bodies on the street?
我知道我们不想要看那些画面，所以我们不看新闻。
I know we don't want to see those pictures, so we don't want to watch news.
因为死亡的残酷和残忍是我们不想要跟它连上的。
Because we do not want to be related to the pain of death.
可是不看到它，难道这事情就没有再发生吗
？But if although we don't see it, doesn't mean it doesn't happen.
你知不知道乌克兰70%的人？称自己为基督徒。
In Ukraine, 70% of people are called Christians.
Or consider themselves as Christians. Okay. 你知道俄国人很多也是自称为是基督徒。
A lot of Russians too. They consider themselves as Christians too.
你知不知道乌克兰他们的所信仰的教派是所谓的东正教。
And in Ukraine, the main religion is
Orthodox.
Orthodox.
他们过圣诞节是在一月。
Their Christmas is in January.
所以呢，他们过圣诞节的时候就跟我们一样，全家聚集在一起，很欢乐。
During their Christmas, they also gather together and very happy.
可能庆祝他们的信仰，可能庆祝。神对他们家庭的祝福。
They celebrate their religion and they celebrate the blessings received from God.
一个月之后，2月4号，突然之间国家受到俄国的攻击。
A month later, February 4th, they were attacked.
你知道在俄国当兵的有些人的父母是住在乌克兰吗？
Do you know there are some soldiers from Russia, their parents live in Ukraine?
乌克兰的人口不是很多，4400万人。
Ukraine does not have a lot of does not have a high population. About
44,000
million.
4400万人里面，480万人现在已经变成难民了。
Among the 44 million, 480,000 is
4.8 million are now refugees. 4.8
million people already become refugee.
你知道这些难民是谁吗
？Do you know who are these refugees?
这些难民是妈妈和孩子。
These refugees are mothers and children.
因为丈夫跟爸爸要留在乌克兰打仗。
Because the husbands and dads have to remain in Ukraine to fight.
所以妈妈要带着孩子逃离这个她自己的国家，可是要离乡背井，要把自己的亲人留在这个国家里面，为了要打仗。
So the mothers have to take the children to flee away from their country, but the men have to stay in the country to fight.
我们今天，我们庆祝复活节。
Today we celebrate resurrection.
东正教他们的复活节是在下周日。
Now for Orthodox, their Easter is next Sunday.
如果他们的信仰是纯正的,
If their belief is right,
genuine.
Right.
如果他们不是只是信一个宗教，而是他们真的跟主耶稣基督的生命有连上。
If they don't only just believe in their religion, if they really have relationship with Jesus Christ.
也就是说，他们的宗教信仰不是只是他们的文化或一种传统，而是他们自己因着主耶稣基督跟神有生命上面的连结。
Or we can say if their religion is not just based on their culture or tradition, if they really have a true personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
他们怎么看待他们自己的生活？
Now how do they look at their own life?
他们怎么样来思想复活节？
How do they think about resurrection?
如果我们是在他们的环境当中，弟兄姐妹，如果我们认为我们自己是有主耶稣基督、有生命、有信仰的人，我们怎么看待我们的生活和生命？
And if we are in their shoes, and if we have our faith, our life, how do we think about the resurrection?
不但我们对我们自己的信仰、对生命、对死亡要有一个正确深刻的认识。
We not only have to have a true understanding of our own religion or our own belief.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，这也要让我们能够知道怎么为这世界上面真的是在受苦受难的人祷告。
But also, we have to understand how can we truly pray for those people who are suffering.
弟兄姐妹，在拉撒路复活的这个故事里面
，From the story of Lazarus' resurrection，
它不只是一个很神奇的故事。
This is not just a supernatural,
like an amazing story.
Amazing story.、
Right? 这里面弟兄姐妹所涵盖的是很美妙的神学，让我们能够真正的认识神在我们生命当中所做的一切。
But this is also allow us to realize how amazing this is.
It's a wonderful theology. Not only a story for us to enjoy, but brothers and sisters, there's very amazing and deep theology that allows us to know who God is, and for us to understand what He is doing in our lives. 我们来看，在这段这约翰福音十一章里面有一个祈求。
Let's look at chapter 11. We mentioned there's one request.
这是在第三节里面。
In verse 3.
拉撒路病重，可能快要死了。
Lazarus was very ill and near to die.
当时主耶稣基督不在伯大尼。
At that time, Jesus Christ was not in Bethany.
所以拉撒路的姐妹就赶快差人到耶稣那里说，说什么？主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So the sister of Lazarus sent someone to Jesus to let Jesus know that he whom you love is ill.
这是他们对主的一个唯一的一个祈求。
This is the only request that they have from Jesus Christ.
你说这怎么是祈求？它不就是报告一件事情吗？
You might think this is not a request. This is just a report.
但弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督爱这个家庭。
But Jesus Christ loves this family.
这三对弟兄兄弟姐妹也很爱主耶稣基督。
These three siblings also love Jesus very much.
这个爱就表示他们关系亲密。
This love means they have a very intimate relationship.
这表示他们彼此之间互相有很多的认识。
They know each other very well.
当马大跟玛利亚差人跟耶稣说：“你所爱的拉撒路生病了。”他们到底在说什么呢
？When Mary and Martha sent someone to tell Jesus that the one you love is ill, what do they mean？
你看二十一节。
Let's see twenty.
马大事实上借着这个信息跟主说的是什么？主啊，你如果在这里的话，我兄弟不会死的。
In fact, in verse 21, we can say that Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
因为是马大先出来见耶稣。
Because Martha came out to meet Jesus first.
那之后玛利亚才出来见耶稣。
Then Mary came out.
然后三十二节，你看玛利亚一看到主耶稣基督，她怎么说啊？主啊，你如果早在这里，我兄弟就不会死了。
When Mary saw Jesus Christ, Mary also said the same thing, that Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
所以当他们送信给主耶稣口信，然后说你所爱的人生病，他们意思是什么？主啊，请你赶快来吧。
When they send the news to Jesus Christ to tell him that the one he loves is you,What they're asking is to ask Jesus to come quickly.
这个病医生医不好了。
This illness cannot be healed by the doctor.
我看他情形糟透了。
He is terrible.
只有一个人可以解决他的问题。
Only one person can solve this problem. That's you.
因为你是医治的神。
Because you are the healing God.
所以你赶快来吧。
So please come quickly.
因为你来的话，那我的兄弟，你爱他，你一定会医治他。
Once you're here, we know that you love my brother, you will heal him.
你医治他，他就回到我们当中。
Once you heal him, he will be back to us.
他就不需要受到病魔的这个袭击，他就不需要面对死亡的痛苦。
He will not be attacked by the sickness, and he will not suffer the pain of death.
这是一个很简单的一个祈求啊。
This is a very simple request.
我们都是在主的面前会有这种祈求的。
We all have the same request from Jesus.
可是你看，主耶稣基督的回应，他的这个回应啊，却是使人很困惑的。
But look at the responses from, response from Jesus.
主耶稣基督有两个回应，这两个回应都是很困惑，会让我们很迷惘的。
He has two responses which may make us feel very puzzled.
你看第五节。
Let's see verse five.
圣经还特别的再次强调。主耶稣基督是素来爱马大和他妹子和拉撒路，可是听见拉撒路病了，他就在所居之地怎么人住两天。
And the Bible emphasized again that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus, but also it says when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
当主耶稣后来 离开了他往伯大尼去的时候，拉撒路死了四天，对不对？
When Jesus was heading to Bethany, Lazarus was dead for 4 days already.
所以很有可能主耶稣基督这个路程要走两天。
So most likely he had to walk 2 days to get to Bethany.
弟兄姐妹，当你有爱的人生了重病。
So, brothers and sisters, when someone you love who's very ill,
然后你还说我很爱这个人呢、啊，我很爱你啊。
You're saying I love you very much.
那你病快病死了，是不是？
Now I'm telling you, I know you're almost dying.
所以我还留在这边留两天。
But I'm still gonna stay here for two more days.
我有事情要办。
I have something to deal with.
明明那个路程两天的路程，你赶都不一定赶得到。
The journey probably will take you 2 days to get there.
你如果听到消息，立时离开，还要两天才会到。
If you once you get the news and you leave right away, it probably will still take you 2 days to get there.
但是你仍然在此地留两天。
But you purposely remain 2 more days.
是不是很使人纳闷呢？
So this is very strange.
当我爸爸在台湾过世的时候
，When my father died in Taiwan，
因为现在的疫情的关系，我就算要能够帮他办什么事情，也要在两周之后才能够。就算我人到了台湾，我还要等两周才能去处理他的事情。
Because of the pandemic, I had to wait at least 2 weeks, before I can deal with any things that he left.
当然，当天。 接到电话的时候心里面很急，盼望就能够在父亲的身边，或者是至少在他旁边能够替他办点事情。
Of course, when I received the call, I was very worried, and I was really hoping that I could be right next to him right away.
立时就希望能够赶过去。
I was really hoping I could be there right away.
可是呢，几天之后
，But a few days later,
也因为事情的复杂，还有在神面前的祷告。
Due to the complex of the issue, and of course, I kept praying.
我后来就想说，也许我就不回台湾吧。
I was thinking maybe I probably shouldn't go to Taiwan.
因为我后来有一个念头。
Because I had this thought.
如果我爸他只是生病，他需要人照顾，那我当然赶紧回去。
I was thinking if my dad was just ill and he needed someone to take care of him, that I would go right away.
但他人现在已经过世了，我去了他也不知道，所以我回去干什么呢？
But he's dead already, and so what's the use for me to go back?
啊，你知道我这个念头一有，当我跟别人讲起来的时候，人家说怎么可以？你怎么可以不回去啊
？When I had this thought, and when I talked to other people, they're like, how can you think this way? How can you not go?
你这话讲出来哦，你爸已经死了，回台湾就好像他也不知道，所以对他没什么帮助。这句话讲的太冷酷无情了吧？
This is so cold for you to say that my dad is dead already. What's the use for me to go back?
弟兄姐妹，当主耶稣基督知道拉撒路死了，然后他仍然不回去的时候，你知道他身边的人的感受是什么？你太无情了吧？你有问题吗？
So when Jesus heard that Lazarus was dead and he still remained at the same place for two more days, How did the people around him think about him?
但是弟兄姐妹，我们对神的作为，我们不明白，我们纳闷，不是因为神的作为没道理。
But brothers and sisters, a lot of time we do not understand the actions of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when we don't understand, I'm sorry. Yeah. So when we don't understand what God is doing and when what God does is confusing and confounding to us, it's not because he doesn't know what he's doing. 是因为我们不了解神在做什么。
Is it because we do not understand what he is doing?
是因为我们不明白神话语的实在性。
Because we do not understand his words truly.
因为主耶稣基督已经讲过了一个话，他怎么回答这个姐妹回答这个姐妹所打发的人呢
？Because Jesus Christ has already answered the person who sent by Martha.
第四节，主耶稣基督知道这件事情，他说了话。他怎么说？这病不至于死，乃是为了神的荣耀，要叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Because Jesus has already said in verse 4, this illness does not lead to death.It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
主耶稣基督爱这个人。
Jesus Christ loves this person.
他爱这个病人，他也爱他的家人。
He loves him and he loves his family.
他心里面难过的时候，他安慰他们说：“不要难过，这件事情不会像你们想象的这么糟。但是他是为了神的荣耀，是为了主耶稣基督的自己的荣耀而发生的。
Although he feels sad, but he still comforts other people. Do not be sad, because this is for the glory of God, so the Son of God may be glorified through it.
所以耶稣已经跟他们回答了为什么他。会要做他要做的事情。
In fact, Jesus has already answered them why, the reason that he would, the reason he did after he heard the story that he still remained in the same place 2 days.
He
said, "You're the one whom I love."
这件事情发生是为了神能够得荣耀。
This happens is because for the glory of God.
如果门徒，如果马大、玛利亚，他们记得主耶稣基督的话
，If the disciples Martha and Mary, if they all remember what Jesus has said,
当他们听看见主耶稣这个很让人纳闷的反应，说：“哎，这个我再过两天再留下来。”那他们心里面应该很安定的说：“神有他的工作，有他的时间，为了要他得荣耀，是不是？因为他已经讲过了。”
If they understand what Jesus has said to them, they should understand, or they should have the peace when Jesus told them that
it is for my own glory that this will happen, right? So that they should be comforted and they should feel confident and secure and have no worry. 但是弟兄姐妹，我们就像他们一样。
But brothers and sisters, we are the same with the disciples Mary and Martha.
我们知道主耶稣基督拯救我们，我们知道我们属于他，我们知道他爱我们。
We know that Jesus Christ has saved us and he loves us and we love him too.
我们知道我们的生命是因为他替我们的罪而死亡。
We know that our life is because he died for us.
他经历了这个他肩负了罪的代价，他承受了死亡的痛苦，但是他复活了以后赐给我们他那复活的生命。
He carried the sin for us and he died for us, but when he resurrected, he gave us the new life.
我们知道他在我们生命当中他是掌有主权的。
We know that in the life, he has the power.
我们知道这世上所有一切的事物、生命全部都掌握在他的手中。
We know he is in control of everything in this world.
我们知道他所做的一切都是为了他自己的荣耀。
We know everything he does is for his glory.
我们也说我们要他的荣耀。
We also say that we want his glory.
我们说我们要他的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We know that we want his will to be done on earth.
Yeah, on earth as it is in heaven. 可是当神做事情让我们不明白的时候，我们就开始怀疑，我们就开始失落。
But we start doubt when we don't understand what Jesus Christ does.
我们甚至会对神说。神，你做事情不合理。
We even would tell him that God, the things you do doesn't make sense.
主耶稣基督第二个反应，第二个回应更让人困惑的。
Now the second response from Jesus Christ is even
是在第十四和十五节。
Well, even is even more.
主耶稣基督
complicated.
他听到他所爱的人生了重病。他还是在原地滞留了两天。
Now, after Jesus heard that the one he loves is ill, very ill, and he still remained in the same place for two more days.
然后呢，他两天之后跟他的门徒说：“好了，我们现在去看拉撒路吧。”
Two days later, he told his disciples, "Let's go to see Lazarus."
第十一节他说：“我们的朋友拉撒路他睡了，所以我要去叫醒他。”
In verse 11, he says, "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him."
门徒很高兴啊，哇，他本来生了重病，快死了，那他现在只是睡了。那睡了以后，身体有精力了，养病好，你要去叫醒他，感谢神啊，他得医治。
So the disciples were very happy because they thought Lazarus was dead, but in fact, Jesus Christ said he's just falling asleep, so he should be well.
然后呢？十四节，耶稣就明明白白的就告诉他们，不是，我说他睡了的意思是他已经死了。
But in verse 14, that Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus has died.
那奇怪的就是，他说拉撒路死了之后，第十五节他说我没有在那里就欢喜。
The strange thing is in verse 15, he said, and if I am glad that I was not there.
我们所爱的朋友拉撒路他死了，可是我没有在那边，使得他能够得医治，我是欢喜的。
The one we love, Lazarus, has died, but because we're not there to heal him, we're happy.
主耶稣基督真的是因为拉撒路死了高兴吗？
Is Jesus Christ really happy because Lazarus is dead?
主耶稣基督爱的人生了病，在受折磨、受痛苦，他怎么可能心里面不受忧伤？
The
one, 这个为他而痛呢
？The one he loves is suffering. How can he not be suffering too?
但是他说他欢喜，他又解释说这是为了你们的缘故，好使你们能够相信。
He said he's glad, but he said also it's for your sake, so that you may believe.
主耶稣基督是一个有丰富情感的，在世的人，是不是？
Jesus Christ is a person in this world who is with full of feelings.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
所以他成为人的时候，他的情感的丰富是百分之百最完全的情感。
And when he becomes a person, he's full of feelings and sensations.
我们就看见他为拉撒路忧心，为拉撒路伤痛的时候，他因为他的门徒可以看见神的荣耀，因为世人能够因为相信他的复活和生命，他心中可以有什么喜乐。
He, because for the sake of his disciples and for the people in this world, and
he's able to have that pain, but yet have a joy. 他可以为着他所爱的人，他的门徒能够因为信他而得永生这件事情，他可以怎么样？他可以容纳，我不要讲压抑，他不是压抑，他是容纳他的什么悲哀。
He can endure he can endure the pain of suffering for the sake of the his disciples or his loved ones' new life.
Yeah, let me say this in English too. That Jesus, out of his love for his disciples, out of his love for all Christians, so that we may have life by believing in him, he is able to contain, not just bear or endure, he's able to contain the pain and the grief he has about Lazarus and still have a joy because of the hope that he's bringing to God's people. 所以从人的角度，弟兄姐妹，这是一个很纳闷，很让人困惑，是让我们不了解的事情。
So from the perspectives of human being, this is something that we cannot really understand.
甚至是一个不合理的事情。
Or this is something that doesn't make sense to us.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
我们就发现主耶稣基督的心肠，弟兄姐妹，在我们属灵的成长道路之上之中，也是神所赐给我们的一种祝福。
And but brothers and sisters, that what we can see Jesus, we can see Jesus' hearts. This is also what God has given to us in our growth.
对。当我们在伤痛悲哀当中，怎么样仍然能够因为神的旨意得成全，我们可以有喜乐。
So even when we are suffering, when we are in pain, we can still have the peace and have the joy.
我们要怎么样学习？不是拒绝我们的伤痛，是容纳我们的伤痛。但是为了神能够在这世上所成就的旨意和他自己的荣耀，我们可以什么欢喜？
So we'll not only be able to endure this pain, but we can also contain this pain, and so that we can still have joy
and express it. Right. 一个简单的祈求。
A very simple request.
但是主耶稣基督或说神的回应却是这两种使人困惑的。
But Jesus' responses, the two responses.
但是在这段经文里面，我们看到三种人的回应。
But we also see the three reactions.
三种。
Three different reactions.
对神使我们困惑的回应当中，我们怎么样反应呢
？So the how with Jesus' responses, how do we react?
这三种反应我们也都有。
The three reactions we may all have as well.
第一个反应
The first reaction is
我称它为一种因为固执而阻碍生命成长的信心。
I call it because of the stubbornness, which this will
I call it a stubbornly stunted faith. A stubbornly stunted faith. 一种因为固执而生命不能成长的信心。
Because of the stubbornness that our faith cannot grow.
或者说是因为我们头脑的知识，我们认为我们头脑知识够，而使我们的信心代志不前。
Or because of because we think our head knowledge is enough, so our faith has stopped.
是一种有脑无耳的信心。
This is a faith with with brain but no ears.
是谁的信心啊？
This is whose faith?
马大。
This is Martha's faith.
马大看到主耶稣基督的时候。他说：“主啊，你如果在这里，我的兄弟就不会死了。”
When Martha saw Jesus Christ, she said to Jesus, "Lord, if you were here, my brother would not die."
然后二十三节，耶稣就说：“你的兄弟必然会复活。”
In verse 23, Jesus said, "Your brother must rise again."
然后他说：“因为复活在我，对不对？生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。”凡信我的人必永远不死，你信这话吗？
And then Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. Do you believe this?
马大怎么回答？
How did Martha answer him?
主耶稣基督问了一个问题，你信这个吗？
Jesus asked her, do you believe this? 他
说是啊，我信。
She said, yes, I believe.
然后他说：“我信你是基督，我信你是神的儿子，我信你是那位弥赛亚要来到这世上。”
Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the Messiah.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当我们仔细去看马大的回答的时候
，When we really look into Martha's response or answers,
我们会发现他所讲的主耶稣基督是耶稣是基督是神的儿子，这些神学观念都是正确的。
We realize what Martha said is all correct.
可是她根本就没有听见耶稣到底在问她什么。
But she does not really understand what Jesus was asking him.
耶稣想要帮助马大，让他的信心从对神有一个正确的神学观念里面，变成一个用信心依靠主，然后过生活的人。
Jesus Christ is trying to correct her theological understanding to.
Jesus is trying to lead Martha so that her faith grows from a proper doctrine, but only head knowledge, to a life that is informed by faith and reliance on God. And this is a growth process that Jesus is trying to help Martha. 我常讲。在教会里面，每次查经或主日学的时候
I often say that during our church Bible study or fellowship study.
你只要有三个答案，你就可以回答90%的问题。
If you have three answers, you can answer 90% of the questions.
我们今天唱歌的那些小孩都知道。
Even the little kids today, they know the answer.
对不对？神、耶稣、爱。
God, Jesus, love.
圣经是谁写的？
Who wrote the Bible? God.
谁最爱你？
Who loves you the most? God.
你跟谁祷告？耶稣。
Whom do you pray to? Jesus.
神对你是什么样？爱。
How is God to you?
神为什么创造这个世界？
Why did God create this world? Because of
耶稣为什么来到这世上？
Why did Jesus come to this world? Because of his love.
你只要知道这三个答案，90%的问题你都可以回答。
If you know these three answers, you can answer 90% of the questions.
这个是开玩笑。
Is this a joke?
No, this is a joke.
This is a joke.
因为这么小的小孩都知道的答案，弟兄姐妹，如果今天你还是这三个答案的话，你没有成长。
This is a joke. If you still have these three answers today and you're not growing.
神的话在圣经里面。
the words, God's words in Bible.
神藉着圣灵在我们的生活当中，一而再，再而三，不断的让我们能够听他的声音，了解他的心意。
With Spirit, once, many times, and Jesus, allowed us to hear His voice.
可是我们并没有用耳朵真的去听耶稣所说的。
But we have not really listened to what He said to us.
我们重复不断的就是把我们已经有了，我们自己认为是对的的这种观念，不断的重复它而已。
We repeatedly using the concepts that we think is correct.
主耶稣基督跟马大说：“你还在担心你的这个兄弟的病和死？我是复活，我是生命，你不信这个吗？你如果信这个，你还担心吗？”
Jesus Christ said to Martha that, if you believe in me, why are you still worried about your brother's illness and your brother's death?
明明主耶稣跟他讲的这么明白，他还说：“是啊，我明白啊，我相信啊，因为你是神啊，因为你是耶稣啊，因为你是爱啊。”
Jesus Christ has already told her plainly, but she's still saying that, "Yes, I understand because I believe that you're the Christ, you're the Son of God."
我们对神的信心就是这样的信心，弟兄姊妹。
This is the faith that we have on Jesus Christ.
是一个我们自己的固执而听不见神的声音，使我们的生命受到。成长的阻碍的。
This is because our own stubbornness that we cannot hear His voice, which stop the growth of our faith.
是一个受限制，是一个幼稚的信心。
This is a limited and immature faith.
可是弟兄姐妹，很感谢神啊。
But brothers and sisters, we thank God.
因为神不会因为我们的信心小，或我们不明白他的心意，他就小看我们。
But Jesus will not look down on us because of our little faith.
当主耶稣基督再次跟他们说：“我要让你看见，我是你信心的这个依靠。”
When Jesus told them once again, "I will let you, I will have you seen."Jesus told them, "I want to go visit Lazarus," and told them to remove the stone.
主耶稣基督说：“把石头拿开吧。”
Jesus Christ told them to remove the stone.
你记得马大怎么回答吗？
You remember what Martha said?
主啊，他现在必臭了，因为已经死了四天了。
Martha said to him that Lazarus has died for 4 days, and he has an odor. Oh, he.
当马大说这句话的时候，弟兄姐妹
，When Martha said this，
她信耶稣是复活和生命吗
？Does she believe that Jesus is resurrection and Jesus is life？
她不信。
She does not。
所以她用她的理智在跟耶稣说：“移开石头干嘛
？”So she's questioning Jesus Christ, "Why are you removing the stone？"
她用理性。在回应神。
He answered Jesus.
She. 他只用理性在回应神。
She answered Jesus Christ with her logic.
眼睛看到的只是世界上面的事情，心里面所想的只是自己明白的事情。
What she sees is what she can see in this world, and what she thinks is what she understands.In her mind,
没有在听耶稣说的。
She's not listening what Jesus is saying.
没有在生命心灵当中接受神要给你彰显看到的荣耀和奇迹。
She does not truly accept what Jesus has said to him to glorify God.
所以第四十节，耶稣就说：“我不是对你说过了吗？我不是跟你说过了吗？”
That's why in verse 40, Jesus said to her again, "Did I not tell you?"
你如果信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you must see the glory of God.
信什么？
What do you believe?
信什么？
What do you believe?
信耶稣的话，信耶稣是复活，是生命。
Believe God's words and believe Jesus' resurrection.
你如果信的话，你就会看到神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory
of God. 你如果信，你就会看到复活。
If you believe, you will see resurrection.
你如果有信，你就会看到生命。
If you believe, you will see that life.
啊，弟兄姐妹，你看，这是第二种回应了。
This is the second response.
第二种回应在第四十一节很美啊。
This is very beautiful in verse 41.
他们就把石头挪开了。
Then they removed the stone.
弟兄姐妹，信心是用行为来达成的。
Brothers and sisters, faith can be fulfilled with action.
Yeah, I love that. Faith is fulfilled by action. 信心是因为行为而成就的。
Faith is fulfilled by actions.
我信神呢？
I believe God.
我信耶稣啊。
I believe Jesus.
我信爱啊。
I believe in love.
可是神跟我讲的事情，神叫我做的事情，圣经里面所说的，圣灵所感动我的，我用理性去把它解释，然后我不去做。
But what God tells me to do, and I always explain or understand that with my logic, so I don't do what He tells me.
因为我不明白神，所以我就要去否定他。
Because I don't understand God.So,
I will reject.
I don't agree. I will reject him.
可是你看
but you see,
马大跟这群人弟兄姐妹，这是第二种人的回应是什么？信心的回应。
So this is the second reaction. It's the reaction of faith.
他们把因为神对他们说了话，不是自己揣摩出来或自己这个幻想出来的，因为神对他们说了，他们就去做了。
Because what God tells them, they follow the instructions.
石头一推开
they remove the stone.
主耶稣就对他说：“拉撒路，你出来。”
Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out."
这死了四天的人啊，就从坟墓里走了出来。
This is someone who's dead for 4 days and who walked out from the tomb.
弟兄姐妹，我是没见过死人复活。
Brothers and sisters, I have not witnessed any resurrection.
我很想见死人复活。
I wanted to.
我前不久之前才到医院去探访一位弟兄的父亲，他已经病得很重，快要离世了。
Not too long ago, I went to hospital to visit a brother's father who was very ill.
我开始服侍长老的第一件事工就是被叫到医院里面去替将要死的人祷告。
The first thing, I did after I was anointed to be a pastor. It was went to the hospital to pray for somebody who's dying.
刘长老他跟我一起出来服侍，对不对？同时。
And at the same time, Pastor Alex.
他第一件事情是被人请去主导婚礼。
The first thing he did was what's that to
主持婚礼
to
Yeah,
to officiate a wedding.
那我心里面总在想，为什么人家不请我去办婚礼？为什么他要找我去办丧礼啊？
I was thinking like, why they're not inviting me to officiate a wedding, but a praying for somebody who's dying.
但我在医院里面替这个，真的是看到，真的就是快要没气息的人的时候。
But when I was in the hospital, seeing that dying person.
家人叫我去替他祷告。
Families asked me to pray for him.
你给我医治的大能吧，我给他祷告完了他就起来。
I was thinking, God, please give me the healing power. When I pray, he will stand up.
当然是要神的旨意，对不对？不是我的旨意。
But this is God's will, only not my will.
可是我心里面那个意愿是多么的强烈。
But this my will is very strong.
两个月一个多月前去医院探访这位弟兄的父亲的时候一样。
A month earlier, when I went to visit this brother's father, it's the same thing. I really wanted to see the dead person to rise again.
你看当时这些人，他们看到这样死了的人，他不是从医院的病床上复活，他是从坟墓里走出来。
See, during that time, the people who saw Lazarus came out or rise again is not in the hospital bed, but from a tomb.
我想问你们一个问题。
I want to ask you a question.
死人复活是喜事还是？这个悲哀的事。
When a dead person rises again, is a joyful event or this is a very sad event?
是喜事还是这个悲哀的事啊？
This is a joyful event.
Okay, 是喜事。好，对你来说是喜事。
To you, it's a very joyful event.
我问你，对那个死了的人是喜事吗？
How about to the person who was dead?
拉撒路病得那么重。
Lazarus was very sick.
受了那么多痛苦。
Suffered a lot.
好不容易到了主的面前。
When he and finally came to the Lord.
四天在天堂享乐啊。
He enjoyed his life in heaven for 4 days.
没有病痛，没有眼泪。
No pain, no tears.
与主面对面，好的无比。
And then face to God, the life was very.
四天过后，嘣，跑到坟墓里面了。
After 4 days, he had to come back to the tomb.
裹着这个湿布走出来。
And he was wrapped by the linens.
我又火了。你有没有发现拉撒路在圣经里面他不讲话的？
Did you realize that Lazarus didn't say anything?
你知道之后在逾越节之前，耶稣又到了他们家。
Before Passover, Jesus went to
their
house again.
马大很兴奋的在准备在这个招待客人。
Martha was very excited to entertain them.
然后玛利亚，你记得用那个很贵的香膏去膏耶稣的脚，然后用头发去抹他，记得。
And then Mary anointed Jesus' feet with the expensive perfume and wiped off with the hair. This is what described in Bible.
然后就提到。拉撒路就跟着耶稣坐在一起。
Now it says that Lazarus was sitting together with Jesus.
拉撒路都不讲话的。
Lazarus was quiet.
可能有一点郁闷。
Or maybe he was wondering.
老在想什么时候再回天堂。
Maybe he was wondering when can I go back to heaven again.
弟兄姐妹，死人复活当然对我们来说是一个值得高兴，而且是很得安慰的事情，不错。
And of course, when a dead person rises again, this is a very joyful event.
但是如果你死了，复活之后还是在这个世界上面，这是喜事吗？
But once you rise again, you're still in this world. Is this something that you need to you can celebrate?
No.
No.
因为你回到这个世界上面，你的病痛、你的伤痛、你的心痛，然后这个生活上面你要去打理的，你要借着流汗，你要借着这个辛苦，你才能够讨一口饭吃。这个不是一个真正我们享受的生命。
Because once you return to this world, you have to go through everything again. You have pain, you have physical pain, you have mental pain, and you have to work hard for your living again.
所以复活之后，弟兄姐妹要能够在神的国度里面，那才叫做真喜事。
So if once we are resurrected, if we're in God's kingdom, this is something that we can celebrate.
为着神的荣耀，拉撒路牺牲自己。
Because for the glory of God, Lazarus sacrificed himself.
为着世人能够有机会看见主耶稣基督是复活是生命的荣耀，耶稣牺牲了拉撒路的喜乐，让他回到这个世界上来。
For the sake of the people in this world, so they can witness the resurrections, Jesus sacrificed Lazarus.
我最后只想很快的讲，这世上有第三种人对主耶稣基督对神的回应。
Finally, there are the third type of people who have a different reaction.
这是47-48节里面所提到的。
This is mentioned in 47-48.
是当时的犹太人的领袖、祭司和法利赛人的反应。
This is the leaders from Jews, the chief priests and Pharisees.
他们看见耶稣行了这样的神迹，他们看见在耶路撒冷的周围，这个拉撒路复活的事情是这么的传遍，然后他的影响力这么大，他们开始担心了。
They see the miracles Jesus has done, and they see that. This miracle was well known among the people in the local area. They were worried.
他们说47节，这个人行了这么多的神迹，我们要怎么办呢？如果他继续下去，所有的人都要信他了。那到这个时候啊，罗马人要来夺我们的地土，还要夺我们的百姓。
This 47, and they said,What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation.
弟兄姐妹，这种人啊，是看见了、听见了神。
This type of person who have seen God and they heard about God.
可是却是为了维护这个世界上面的人事物和个人的利益而怎么样抹杀遏制信心。
But because of their worldly or personal benefits, they want to stop or kill Jesus Christ.
No, they want to stop or kill their faith. Faith. 是不是？我为了社会上面的和乐，我为了我在这个世界上面的地位，我为了我们自己的好处，甚至是我们人群的好处，我不可以去相信这个神，我不可以去接受耶稣。
I cannot believe this God. I cannot accept Jesus Christ because of my personal benefits in, from this world.
我记得我大学的时候跟在这个宿舍里面的朋友传福音。
During my college year, I was trying to talk to my friends about gospel.
他说我喜欢福音。
He said, "I like gospel."
啊，我喜欢耶稣。
I like Jesus.
我喜欢永生。
I like eternal life.
我喜欢有神的祝福。
I like the blessings from God.
但是你要我牺牲礼拜天我个人的时间和娱乐，我做不到。
If you want me to sacrifice every Sunday, I cannot do this.
可是你们基督徒教会活动太多了，我可不可以做一个不参加教会活动的基督徒？
You have too many activities in church, and can I be a Christian that who does not have to join church?
他有他的理想。
He has his idea.
他有他生活上面个人的需要。
He has his personal needs.
他不是没有看见神或听见神，但是他抹杀遏制自己对神的信心。
He has seen Jesus Christ. He has heard about Jesus Christ, but he's purposely stop or kill his his faith.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣基督，他说在十四章第六节，他说：“我就是道路、真理和生命。”
In verse 14 and 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, and the truth." And the life.
在原文里面他就说我就是那唯一的道路，是唯一的真理，是唯一的真生命。
I am the only way, I am the only truth, I am only the true life.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父神那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
今天他也是对你我，特别是在我们当中还没有信神的人，他要告诉我们说他是复活，他是生命。
And today, Jesus Christ is also telling us, especially the ones who have not believed in Him, He's telling us that He is the resurrection, He is the life.
神创造这个世界。
God created this world.
神创造了人。
God created human beings.
神赐给我们生命。
God has given us life.
但是我们因为罪，我们挥霍了我们的生命。
But because of the sin, we waste our life.
因为罪，我们今天每一个人都要面对死亡。
Because of the sin, each of us has to face death.
死亡对我们的精神上面造成的压力，包括死亡这个过程的痛苦。
And death has caused a lot of stress. Mentally.
但是耶稣说我是复活，我是生命。
But Jesus said, I am the life, I am the resurrection.
只要信我的人就有生命。
As long as you believe me, you will have life.
只要信我的人就能够有真复活。
As long as you believe me, you will have true resurrection.
你愿意有这样的生命和这样的复活吗？
Are you willing to have this kind of life and this kind of resurrection?
那你就要来到主耶稣基督的面前接受他。
Then you must come to Jesus Christ and accept Him.
让我们成为真正信耶稣的人。
Let's be the ones who truly believe in Jesus Christ. Let's pray together.
天父，我们在你的面前献上我们的祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give our praise and our prayers.
我们要为我们的主耶稣基督献上我们的感恩和赞美。
We want to give our thank and our praise for Jesus Christ.
因为你是复活，你是生命。
Because you are resurrection, you are life.
你给我们的应许就是只要是信耶稣的人就有复活，就有生命。
The promise you have given us is as long as we believe in Jesus Christ, we will have resurrection, we will have life.
我们痛恨死亡，我们痛恨罪恶。
We hate death, we hate sin.
可是我们自己逃脱不出死亡和罪恶的控制。
But we cannot flee from sin and from death.
但是你却为我们成就了这个生命的道路。
But you have fulfilled the way and our life.
求圣灵激励我们每一个人的心。
We ask the Spirit will encourage our life.
求你开我们的耳朵去听你的声音。
We ask that you will open our ears so we can hear your voice.
让我们有信心。
So we will have faith.
让我们信心能够成长。
So our faith will grow.
让我们因为有你的复活，有你的生命，神，我们看见你的荣耀。
So because of your resurrection and your life, we will see your glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.